Welcome back, everybody. Here's another little episode of Move, Breathe, Live. It is a little episode this week. Things have been busy, busy, and I've got plenty of podcasts lined up, but due to timing issues, we didn't get any recorded for this week. As I say, I've got plenty lined up for the future, but instead, this is a little chat I've had with a client of mine. Jody has been with me for about 18 months now, seeing me on and off. And we decided to have a little chat and just talk about some of the bits and pieces that we've done and how our work together has progressed. Some of her long-term issues that she's had from being injured by a chiropractor through to not being able to do the housework to now being able to clear out a house that she's selling. And so hopefully it's an interesting listen. As always, there's some shout outs to the shoulders of giants that I stand on, such as Gary Ward, such as Helen Hall. Rangan Chatterjee gets a little shout out in there as well. And so make sure you do go and check those people out. Kendra Tutil, Tutil. I'm not sure how you pronounce her last name. I feel bad now. But she gets a little shout out too. So make sure you go and check them out. I'll put their details into the comment, into the notes section, so you can go and have a little look. But yeah, it's just a short 25-minute kind of go through of what I feel is a very interesting story, and one which shows that if you can find someone you trust and you can persevere and you can give it the time that it deserves, then you can always, hopefully, make your way back to a healthier life through movement, through breathing, through just living a more kind of embodied life along with these things. So, yeah, that's what this week is. So I hope you enjoy it. And if you'd like to come and work with me, I would love to help you move, breathe, and live a happy, healthier life. My details are also in the show notes, so make sure you go and check it out. Please do share this episode with anyone who you think might find it useful. And yeah, that's where we'll leave it. I think we're pretty good this week. I think I managed to keep any potty mouth swears to I think to none, in all fairness. So yeah, just in case, just be aware that there could be one that slipped out. And yeah, we'll see you all again next week. Enjoy the episode, and I'll see you soon. Okay, recording in progress. Hi, Jodie.
Hi, Wibbs.
Thanks for doing this with me.
You're welcome.
So, why are we here? So, Jodie, I've been working with you for 18 months now. And you came to me because you felt a little bit lost, I guess, as to how to progress
Well,
and getting back
I'd
to yourself.
explored all of the avenues, so I was getting to the point where I was, where do I go now?
And all of the avenues you explored, why were you exploring those avenues?
So, about 7 years ago now, I ended up with quite a few health problems after I had I went to see a chiropractor. He gave me whiplash, and I had these really crazy symptoms that wouldn't allow me to sleep. It messed with my digestion. I just couldn't do anything. I couldn't even do the simple tasks anymore. Like wrapping birthday presents, it would just trigger something, and it was like my whole nervous system would just shake. And I'd have chronic pains in my head. I mean, the list goes on. I could be here all day telling you all my symptoms.
And so from that, sorry to just jump in, were you then diagnosed with anything because of that?
Well, I did go through the NHS to start with. I had MRI scans. I ended up actually quite poorly, that I ended up with a dangerously low phosphate level, and nobody could give me any answers. It was crazy what was going on with me. And I basically, see, my mind's gone blank now. Edit this bit.
No, it's all right. It's all good. All good.
I basically, the doctors didn't have any answers for me because all the tests, everything, nothing showed.
Hmm.
So they just said, I've got chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, functional neurology. They just didn't know what to do to help me. So give me loads of medications. Yeah, all the classics, loads of medications, which made me worse. So I thought, right, I've got to do something about this. I need to take control of this myself. So along seeing functional doctors to sort of treat the body within, I still knew I had to treat my sort of skeletal side of things. And saw osteopaths once a week, which I just had gentle cranial therapy, done that for 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
I went to see different people in London. To help rewire the nervous system. I done Bowen technique. Obviously I was doing yoga as well. Lots of different treatments. And then I found a book, which was more about sort of postural things. And then I sort of looked into that. And then I'd always heard about you because you're obviously a local name around the area.
Legend, a local legend.
You obviously with all your yoga and things, and you'd got into this sort of movement postural sort of therapy. And I'd have heard of Gary Ward because I'd read Dr. Chatterjee's, some of his books, mm-hmm. and he obviously raves about him. And I was thinking, oh, this sounds really interesting. So I think I dropped into your DMs one day.
And slid into my DMs. nice. And so with that, obviously, I mean, there's so much to unpack there.
Yeah,
I mean, we start with just the fact that you went to the Cairo originally for some back pain. Was that right?
Yeah, and for some lower back pain.
Yeah. And he obviously did the high velocity manipulation to your neck.
Yeah. I was going to him over a period of time and he sold the package. I had to see him 3 times a week and there was sort of that for a month, and then he'd saw me twice a week for another month. So it was quite
a good business model.
It was quite intense, to the point he, you know, when I obviously stopped seeing him, when he basically put my neck what felt like it was in the wrong place, and I just thought, I'm done. And then that was when all my symptoms started.
And he said, because you said to me the last time we were chatting and last time I saw you, you said that he you were getting some weird, like almost like tunnel vision.
Yeah. So when every time my neck would be the last thing he'd manipulate. And when I stood up after doing that, I couldn't see. And I used to say to him, is this normal? He'd say, yes, it's fine. But it was literally my eyes. I was going to faint. It would disappear. Mm. My eyesight would disappear. It's like a tunnel vision.
Yeah. And then, so obviously you came to see me, which was lovely. Yeah. And I mean, you confused the shit out of me. I'm going to put it out there. One of the things I've loved about you and working with you is the fact that I have been challenged so much. Do you know what I mean? Like when I first saw you, I was like, oh yeah, simple. I mean, we've still got lots of work to do, obviously, but like your ankles were so boop and there was all sorts of bits and pieces. And I was like, oh, this would be easier, you know, this and that. And I could see from your posture, you know, there's a whole bunch of like your sagittal plane, so the side view needed like some work. And I could see how perhaps that was then maybe affecting your neck and stuff. But we kept making, it was almost like 2 steps forward and 3 steps backwards.
Yeah.
Like we'd always make progress. And then it was almost like, it would never stick. Like you would feel amazing for like three days, maybe, you know, maybe 4 or 5 days at a max. And then it would all just
do something simple.
Like gardening.
Yeah. And it would just all come back on. But the other thing is what I also found, the different therapies I try, a lot of them made the symptoms almost worse. Whereas when I'd been to see you, I came away and I thought, oh, you've not triggered me, as I always sort of explain, that triggered me or that triggered me. And, you know, and it was almost like, oh, I feel like I'm getting a bit more oxygen to my head you know,
and so it's kind of, we've obviously gone through a lot of the work that I do, sort of the anatomy and motion style side of the work that I do that I've learned from Gary Ward, as you said, you know, which you'd heard of from Rangan Chatterjee's book, podcast and stuff. And we've kind of been working and like more recently, and it's kind of, I've also been working with Helen Hall, and I was literally the last time you came to see me, we were sitting down and having it. Well, it wasn't the last time, it was the time before. We were sitting down just having a chat, I just remember. And we were kind of, I was like, I feel like I'm coming to the end of my like ability to help you here. I know we're going in the right direction. And you were
so
like
as well, hadn't you? And I've been able to do a lot more activities. Yeah. So, it's great.
It was so lovely because you said to me, you know, I trust you, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And like, I don't know, you basically said like that I had like, I don't know, that I'd been able to help you more, but I don't know, I still felt like I was kind of running into this wall. And then we had this big chat and I took it all away. And with Helen, I've been learning about Lego, which is not actually Lego, obviously, for people who are listening to this, but like developmental movements and patterns. And I was like, there's something in this. There's something, and it kept you kind of triggered. There was something about you kind of kept coming up in my head every time I was learning more from Helen, and every time I'd be doing stuff, I'd be like, And I kind of spoke to Helen once or twice, and we learned, and I, there was stuff which we put into you, which again had really good effect, but didn't really seem to get anywhere. Well, it did. It got you a bit further along.
Yeah.
And then what was it? It must have been 3 weeks ago now. I think it's maybe even a month, 3 weeks ago. Maybe, I don't know. And I spoke to Helen, and she said, and I said, your symptoms, your anxieties that you have, like this feeling within, all of these worries. And weirdly, you sent me something near enough the same time about like the fear paralysis reflex. And this, what we call the Morrow reflex. And I spoke to Helen and I was like, I feel there's something around this, but I don't really know a lot. And so she sent me a video, and maybe you can just explain how the exercise we've done has helped you in the last
you started to explain to me about reflexes. So when children are, how do you explain that? When,
well, I'd probably say more developmental patterns rather than reflexes, because reflex, it makes it sound like a jerk.
Exactly. So and then when we found that thing, it was all about how accidents can happen, car accidents and things can trigger things that knocks that.
And because you've had so many accidents in and around your head, and had some whiplashes.
Yeah, I've had trampoline accidents where I've landed on my head. I fell out of the car and landed on my head.
I
was a high jumper for years, so I used to bash my head every time I'd hit on the crash mat. So, it all sort of like was really making sense. So the exercise that you sent from Helen was basically a exercise ball that I just sort of laid over, flopped over, and I just sort of done some natural breathing where my head would just naturally lift up. So I wasn't forcing my head up. My neck would just sort of naturally lift up and down as I breathed, but having the ball, sort of hugging the ball, was sort of filling the void. I think she sort of explains it, doesn't she? And it's just been amazing. This exercise is just, I don't know, because when I was doing it, I remember thinking, well, this is nice.
What the fuck is this doing?
This is nice, but I can't see how this is going to help me. I did it for a few days, and I had to sort of, we're selling another property of ours, so we had to go in, our tenants have moved out, so I had to go and clean it, and I haven't got any other choice. So my mum's helping me as well. So I thought, I've just got to throw myself in and suffer the consequences, which would always mean a bad night, and all these symptoms would keep me up, and I was just in so much chronic pain. And then I was like, oh, I can cope really well. I didn't feel anything come on as the day was going on. And I was thinking, this is different. And then I went to bed and I slept. This is different. I woke up and I felt fine. I was like, what the hell?
You can swear, don't worry.
So, I was just sort of blown away. I mean, you know, there's, it's not been 100% perfect. There's still been some things, but
yeah.
I can't believe. So then we had to clean like 4 days straight. And I just couldn't believe what I was able to do. And even my mum kept saying, I can't believe you can do that. And my husband said, well, that's, he was like, it's amazed. He was just amazed with what my body could cope with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Really, I mean, really good. Really, really positive. I feel like we sort of get into the...
And that's the thing. For me, it's kind of like, I mean, I'm still learning a lot about this Lego, as Helen likes to call it. And yeah. These developmental, these almost like base levels of that build of movement and patterns that build up for movement to happen. And you know, for you, it's kind of been this, and it's for everyone in a way, but like different people react in different ways. But for you, like, we're now starting to, for me, that we could then, all the work that we ever did before, which seemed to make some benefit and then didn't, now has an opportunity to potentially work in the future. But for me, it's just, it was such a, because you text me, I'm going to read, it was like such a, you've tried phoning me, and yeah. And I was out walking with Meg, yeah. And it was your yoga teacher back in the day. Where is it? You said, I just wanted to give you a call to give you an update. I've got some very exciting positive feedback. I've got an update on some very exciting positive feedback. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And
then, not like, can you help? I'm in a lot of pain.
Yeah. I was going to say, I've had those ones from you too.
You've had those ones from me, yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's been so nice to be able to see your journey go from, I don't know, you had such weird symptoms like that. I can't, you know, like, it was like, I think once you explained it, that it felt like your spinal fluid was like draining out of your head.
Yeah. I'd get get stuck as well, because I'd have all these problems with my ears as well, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you did. And then with your digestion as well, I remember you saying as well. So yeah, it's just kind of like, it's a nice thing for me that, again, I'm kind of, maybe just, I'm not being myself, but like, I feel very blessed that you have like trusted me on a longer journey. Like, absolutely. There's a lot of people who want an immediate fix, and yeah. And three sessions in, they kind of go, I've still got this and this, so sorry mate, yeah. I'm going to go and find someone else. Whereas you've kind of gone, you gave it over a year, and then yeah. We were a bit like, and you said, I don't know how much we can afford to keep it, and I was like, right, just, I know we can do this. And so we've kind of just, yes, they've been much more sparse, much more in between, but we've kind of gone backwards and forwards with texts and phone calls and stuff, yeah. And hopefully now we're kind of on the yeah. road out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if anybody's thinking about going down this route, well, don't think about it. Obviously go for it, because it is life changing. If you want to change things for the, you know, you want to correct these things, because keep going to osteopaths, which are quick fix and are great. I'm not dissing what they do, because they're amazing, but the root problem is still going to be there. So I just feel like all the things you've taught me over this last 18 months are all now I've got for the rest of my life. So if things do arise, you know, come up, I know how to sort of get out of certain pains and triggers as well. So, you know, and you've been fantastic and so kind and patient and really supportive. And I do trust you. I trust you 100%. And that's why I have stuck with you for the length of time, because I just knew you would get there.
Always.
For me, you haven't given up on me either. So that's great.
Because the thing is, for me, there's always a why.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is not necessarily what most people ask. So for me, like, why are you getting these weird symptoms? Why is it that when we do stuff and it works for a few days, it doesn't stick?
Yeah.
Like, what? And so that just leads me to more bits and like more investigations, more like wondering why, rather than just kind of going, well, I'll crack your neck again because it worked for 4 days last time. It's always that why. And so I think, unfortunately, most people don't invest enough time to really get to the the bottom of that why question. But I'm unbelievably grateful that you've kind of given your time and your trust to me for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Well, thank you. And I can't wait to get the next session
together
and whatever else, because I think it will be exciting to see where we go. Fingers crossed. Well, not even fingers crossed. I'm very hopeful that now things are moving in the right direction. You will be able to get back to having a bit more of your life.
I can't tell you how happy that makes me. And, you know, just to be able to clean my house again without thinking, do I want to clean that because that will cause me pain? Will I suffer the pain because I like a clean house? You know, so just to do the simple jobs.
What was the one that you you said to me? Like, I think I put it in the quote. Was basically, I've never been so happy to be able to clean my house. I know I'm not going to feel like that forever, but right now I've never been so happy to clean my house.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thanks, Jodie, for just
thank you.
And we'll catch up soon.
All right, my darling. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
And we come back again because we've just been having a quick chat and Jodie thought some more bits that she wanted to bring up. So what was it that you were...
It was just when I first came to see you, when you took my history, which again, I've had that taken by other people, but you sort of went into a bit more depth and you wanted to know about all of my scars that I possibly have, operations I've had, any injuries. And it was
about four A4 pages.
Don't bloody lie.
It was two. It was legitimately two A4 pages.
So obviously a couple of being the head injuries and the scars, which I've got an injury from a bumper car scar under my chin and from my cesarean scar. So it was really interesting when we started to work and you'd get me to do certain movements. I was like, well, I can't turn like that. And when we're laying on the floor and doing the cogs, and you'd say try not to arch your back too much, but I can't do it any other how. So when we started playing around with the scars and you'd say, right, stick your fingers in your scars and then I'd try again, then my back didn't arch. That was just mind-blowing, wasn't it? The work that we sort of...
It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't really understand why. I did ask Gary on our podcast once about it, and he was like, I don't know how it works, but it does. I know it works. So that's all I worry about.
There was one job one of the jobs that I couldn't do was Hoover. So my mum would come around and Hoover for me a couple of times a week, or my husband or kids, whoever. And I found that if I actually held my cesarean scar and hoovered, it wouldn't trigger me off, which was crazy. So I walk around hoovering now, holding my cesarean scar hoovering. So if anyone's to look in the window. but it enabled me to be able to do a job. It's just crazy. Just that's madness.
Quite why, I don't know. But it's amazing how scars are, for one, completely underthought about us in histories and recoveries and illnesses and injuries and stuff. And it's amazing how, for one, being more tactile with them and actually just getting them to be more, your body to be more aware that it's there, can desensitize it for a start. But I think quite why movement it gets so much better when it's there. I'm not really sure, but it's a wonderful thing that it's, do you know what I mean? That's kind of, again, in my head, especially having just been at the hangout last Friday with Gary and some other people, I had a bit of treatment on my scars, my appendix and my knee. And it's crazy how in quite a short period of time, they were able to, one of the girls who was on the course did some work and how much difference it made quite quickly. I don't do that sort of treatment. So, you know, it's kind of out of my range, but it does make me suddenly start going, okay, well, perhaps there's now a way going forward that we can maybe with, say, with yourself, is get it so you don't have to hold it. Actually, yeah. You get the work done, which then allows it to happen, which might be, you know, I don't know, through rolfing or whatever, but we can talk about that next time I see. But it's a fascinating little additional place of just, rather than just going, well, you've had your appendix out, fair enough, or you've had a C-section, fair enough, like, you know, exploring how maybe just a little, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot, just a little pressure into that scar might completely unlock a movement, and that might just give your brain an experience of moving.
Yeah.
That it kind of goes, oh God, that feels so much better. And I have had people where it's just been a few repetitions of holding something and they kind of go, their body goes, oh, I remember that movement now. I'll just, it's much more efficient. I'll just do that one instead.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And it was crazy also when I held my cesarean, if I held it downwards, that was what was more effective than if I put pressure in the middle or up.
Yeah.
That's crazy as well.
I mean, it's clearly somehow with all of the collagenous sort of fibrils and stuff going inside where it's kind of healing, clearly like pulling down allows them to kind of move into a more comfortable place, I guess, and a place which allows your body to move more. So, yeah, it's fun times, exciting. It's always, I don't know, it's always a learning, you know, every day's a school day.
Yeah, every day's a school day.
Every day's a school day. Cool. Well, thanks for that little update, because I think that's a nice little thing to mention as well. So if you've got scars, guys, poke it, not aggressively. Don't poke it aggressively. Just have a little play. If it feels horrible to play with because you've never played a bit, then start playing a bit. Just make it so it doesn't feel horrible, because that'd be a good starting place. And if you're interested, I did a podcast with Kendra, which I've forgotten her last name now. Ooh, that's really bad of me. Yes, Kendra. Oh my God, I feel really bad now. Anyway, I'll put her name in here so you can see it. So you know better than I do, Kendra. Toothill? I'm not sure quite how you pronounce it, but...
It's great. She had a lot of videos at one point that you could learn quite a bit about scars off her.
That's her name there, guys.
Yeah.
There you go. So we did a whole podcast on scars, so you can go back and listen to that too. Cool. Well, thanks, Jodie, again, and we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, catch up soon. Bye.
Later, bye.